from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a tool that I think everyone uses and should use. And like, I think it was reported that I wouldn't have done this to Kenny Hall, and that's the truth. Quite honestly, I'd do it to my mother if she was managing the Rollers.
Doug Armstrong, GM of the Blues. Wow. I would do it to my own mother if she was managing the Oilers. Joe, if you had a time machine, you could take this quote from a GM in the NHL and show it to me 15 years ago. This is a tool everyone uses and should use. Let Grandpa tell you a story. It used to be that, and it's still kind of slow getting there, that if you suggested that a team should use an offer sheet, NHL media people would actually tell you with a straight face that GMs were afraid of it because it meant that another GM might do it to them.
Yep.
That it was mean. That you wouldn't do it, you wouldn't offer sheet a player.
It would break the code.
Yes. The general managers would not, you know, compete with each other.
Yeah.
Well, if I do that, then what are they going to do to me? Oh, I don't know. Why do you have players? Why do you try to, if I try to score a goal, they might try to score a goal. All right. That's competition, fellas. Yep. I would do it to my own mother if she was managing the Oilers. Now, somebody did point out to me on Twitter, you know how long Doug Armstrong has been the GM of the Blues?
Oh, he's been there forever. 20 years?
I think it's 14.
14 years?
Yeah. Welcome to the party, Doug.
I think he's... Is he retiring?
And they're going to give it to somebody else? They already announced it's Alex Steen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Blues...
Hold on.
The Blues have to fulfill the requirement
Hold
that a
on.
Former player of yours
right.
must be your GM.
Okay, wait. Time out 1 second. I don't know that I want to give him as much credit as I was about to.
Because he's already on his way out?
He's leaving.
Whatever, he did it.
That's why he's willing to do it. I'm going to be gone in a year anyway. What are you going to do to me? Oh, this is... He's so fake. He wouldn't have done... Do we think he would have done this if he wasn't retiring?
I mean, he said he'd do it to his own mother.
I don't know. That's some needed context. He's got like a year left, and then he's walking away. And then, Alex, it's your problem now.
Well, I look forward to no teams trading with the Blues. Another thing that people said out loud. If you offer sheet a team, no one will trade with you anymore.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
We made it. 2024. We made it.
Two offer sheets. You should do the double.
There
also.
Should be 15 RFA offer sheets every summer in the NHL.
I mean,
it should become the most common thing in the league, because the way the league works,
yep.
You think about this for a minute. Think about how the NHL structure is. In the NFL, you've got Brandon Ayuk about to go to year five.
Yep.
And if he it's a fifth-year option, they pick it up. He's on year five. He's underpaid. If he plays year five, he becomes a UFA, but they can get – you can franchise tag. But then you're paying that guy big, big, big money. In the NHL, these teams have control of players for so long.
Oh, yeah.
Three-year entry-level deal, you're an RFA. You're team property for 7 years. Is it seven?
Sometimes you can't get to the UFA market until you're like 28 years old. And in the NHL, I mean, your career is almost over.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
When you draft a player, like first overall, three-year entry-level deal, then sign him to an eight-year contract, 11 years of control before the guy hits unrestricted free agency because he doesn't want to wait for 4 years to finally get there. So if you're an NHL GM and you've not considered offer sheets, what can you do? You have to draft guys and everybody in unrestricted free agency is old. And yet it's been a decade pleading with this league and these GMs to get competitive. Finally, this guy in St. Louis, on his way out, says he'd do it to his own mother. Well, great.
He still did it. He still did do it.
Did somebody out there make the point that this is karma for Edmonton for the Vanek offer sheet? We got you back. Somebody struck back 18 years later.
Teams should look at this and see, like, look at the reward if it works. Because it was smart, right? Edmonton, they would have known Edmonton was up against the Caps. Why they trade Ryan McLeod to the Sabres for Matthew Savoy, right? They didn't have money. They didn't even have $3 million to give Ryan McLeod.
Yeah, you weaponize it.
Yeah. So Edmonton's running, doesn't have any money. Okay. They're trying to pay this guy $1 million. They have no cap space. Those are two guys that went back-to-back years in the first round that I can, if I can...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Make the contract so that they can match. I get two first round guys for a second and a third.
Mm-hmm.
Sign me up. And they got it done.
Right,
they had to give up an extra third yesterday for that weird
for them to
additional
accept
trade.
But yet, what you get is instead of trading, when you trade the Sabres, one of the reasons the Sabres might not be able to do offer sheets is because you need a player to sign with you.
And it's like it still is free agency.
It is free agency. Right?
You have to get the player to
so
sign.
You pointed out, could the Sabres have gotten Ryan McLeod, who they went out and traded for, on an offer sheet as an RFA, right? The answer is they could have, but that would have required him to pick them. Whereas if you just trade for the guy, That's the team doing it. You trade Savoy to Edmonton to get McLeod. Okay, that's not up to McLeod. He comes here. Right. Whereas if you wanted to offer sheet him, like these two players that St. Louis offer sheeted, you have to convince them, like, you, we would like to pay you to play for the St. Louis Blues. So they, the, in theory, these two players that Edmonton had would have signed maybe a couple different places. But they chose, yes, I will make a move to go to St. Louis if Edmonton won't have me. So you still have to be a franchise that can convince a player to play for you. You know, if Connor Bedard hits the RFA market, 20 teams might try an offer sheet. He gets to pick.
Mm-hmm. By the way, sorry, McLeod's an RFA next year.
Okay.
This year. He's 1 year left at $2.1 million.
But I don't think anybody should be afraid of that. I mean, I think you should be afraid of this if you're the Sabres, because people could offer sheet your restricted free agents. Of course, you can match it. But it's for the betterment of the league. The league will be an infinitely better place with lots of these.
Yeah.
Player movement, the ability to weaponize cap space. Yeah.
It's,
congratulations, NHL. You did it.
It's a smaller deal by a lot, but shouldn't somebody offer sheet Peyton Krebs today for like a lower amount of compensation? Shouldn't they do that today?
Yeah. What are the Sabres going to pay him?
Like, are the Sabres going to want to give him money? They already replaced his role, right? Well, they have their four centermen.
Okay.
Like, shouldn't someone look at that situation and go, hey, you know, that guy was a first-round pick. They never really used him.
To that,
can I get him for $2 million and give them either nothing or a third-round pick?
To that point, so there's two ways to do this if you're going to sign an RFA to an offer sheet. One is, oh, they're up against the cap. They don't have room for this guy. And the other would be, this is the case of the Flyers when they tried to get Shea Weber. We bet you won't come up with the money.
Right.
And for the Sabres,
would you want to dare them? Like, you don't want to give a bottom six guy $2 million.
Right. Would you?
You don't want to have $2 million more.
It's going to cost you more money than you think it will. You have the cap space. The question is, will you decide, I don't want to spend that extra $1 million? And the Sabres, it was pointed out yesterday, the Sabre report on Twitter, on how much cap room the Sabres have had the last 5 years, where they rank in available cap space.
Yeah.
And I'll pull up the numbers for you here. You know, COVID's in here, a team that's young and rebuilding, but how much cap space have the Sabres had in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
I wonder cumulatively if it's number one in the NHL in unused cap space.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's got to be close.
Arizona might be in the mix too.
Yeah, Arizona would be up there.
But here's where they rank. Cap space available each of the last five seasons, the Sabres ranked fourth, second, first, fourth, and right now they are eighth in available cap space.
Okay.
So if I'm another team and I see, you know, the Sabres are trying to get J.J. Paterka to their next seven-year deal for, that's what they like, right? They want these long-term deals where they can try and save. And I'm another team, I'll call J.J. Paterka and I'll say, like, hey, how about 3 years? Would you still be an RFA in that scenario?
I think so.
You think you would?
I
how about so. 3 years for nine? Let's push that price up. We'll pay it. I'll pay it. I don't think your team will.
What did the Flyers do with that Weber contract, too? They front-loaded it, so you had to give them all the money right away?
Mm-hmm. It's one of the ways you go to a team you don't think will pay. And if the team doesn't think the Sabres would pay, maybe they would do that. You know, These other owners and GMs might know better than I would.
Right.
But it's a team that has not used their cap space in about 5 years. And they also haven't weaponized their cap space.
No, they
along
haven't.
The way.
They haven't done. They've done it just to get to the floor guys that they don't have to pay.
Along the way in that fourth, second, first, fourth is Johnny Boychuk's rights and Ben Bishop's rights eating up cap space.
Yep.
So it's a team that's been, you know,
doing it just to get to the minimum.
Near the bottom.
And it was players at the end of their contracts where their salary was like non-existent anymore.
Some of them. Boychuk might have not been within the last 5 years, right? I might be back a little further.
I don't remember. No, that was within the last 5 years, for sure. Yeah.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. Nelson, get your call in on the other side if you could stick with us through the break. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.